Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Tim Murray is the co-host of VSiN Live. Weeknights from 6 until 9 Eastern. He's also the host of VSiN's College Football Betting Podcast. He's on Twitter at @1TimMurray. All right, Tim, I was going to lead with who's the best team in the ACC Coastal, but I'm not going to put anyone on the spot there because I don't think anyone needs to answer that. What do we make of this Kentucky-Ole Miss line? Because my first instinct was 7 feels too many, and now I've talked myself into really liking Ole Miss because it feels like Kentucky's a trendy dog.
I was ready to give you a full dissertation on, you know, how Gene Chizik, after getting absolutely pummeled last week, is, you know, really going to turn it around there for
UNC. Well, you know, he has won national championships at Auburn and Texas, as Mac has told us.
Just a quick aside, because this is what I do when I join you guys. That game, I call it the neighbor Nick theory. I don't have a neighbor named Nick, but it's the neighbor theory when your neighbor who kind of casually looks at sports says, hey, North Carolina is only a 2-point favorite against Notre Dame. Notre Dame can't score. I love North Carolina. I'm like, okay, Notre Dame's winning this game by a lot of points.
I did the same thing. If it makes you feel better, I did the same thing with my wife last night. She asked, how are the Bengals
favorite?
And I literally went and bet on the Bengals.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't always work. Nothing in gambling always works. And now you're getting so many more people with different opinions, so it's not as clear, but you can knife through it and find some interesting spots that you wanna play. But I move on to what you asked about Kentucky and Ole Miss. I'm with you, man. I'm in a contest here in town. William Hill puts on a college football betting contest. You have to pick 8 games against the spread each week. So Ole Miss wouldn't be my favorite bet of the week, but I totally agree. I think it is a trendy dog. And, you know, not that he is the be-all, end-all, but, you know, Scott Van Pelt.
Yep.
And so I'll tell you a quick story. So I'm from D.C. Scott Van Pelt's from D.C. I don't know him personally, but his best friend, who he has bet with his whole entire life, that went to college together, is a radio host in D.C. His name is Kevin Sheehan, and he has had a segment for years called The Smell Test, which is essentially the same exact thing as what Van Pelt does every night. Every Thursday on Winners, which is that ugly dog or that perceived popular play. He goes the other side. And 2 games last night that he pinpointed was Ole Miss laying 7 and Iowa State laying 3 against
Kansas. I got that one on the card too.
So, I have not played. So I will play Ole Miss in my contest. It's a stale line at 6.5, but I love Iowa State against Kansas. Kansas is playing phenomenal football. You know, props to Lance Leipold, props to Jalen Daniels, their quarterback. You know, people saying they should be ranked. I think they should be ranked. I also think they're going to lose this weekend at home to Iowa State. A trendy dog is one that you do want to fear very hard, because when you see that casual bettor saying, oh, that's too many points, is it though? Sometimes you have to think that.
Here's my question. You've now brought up this casual bettor, neighbor Nick. How do you identify
DC sports?
How do you identify neighbor Nick?
When I start asking you questions,
well, that's what I was gonna say. Am I neighbor Nick?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Usually.
I can't say that you are or you're not. Neighbor Nick is just a good play on words. I think it has a good little buzz to it.
This is what Kimmel does to Carolla. Because Kimmel always just said, like, he has, Carolla has to bet on the Super Bowl because Kimmel wants to fade him, and it's like 98% of the time it works. Like, so that's what it is.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Well, and it's, yeah, I mean, it's honestly been, it's when you look at a line. All right, I'll give you an example. Last week we talked about USC, Oregon State.
Yep.
We said the general consensus was, how is USC less than a touchdown favorite against Oregon State? USC is a top 10 team, and they've been pulverizing teams. So it's almost like you have to train your brain to just kind of, you have to know the sport enough. But when you look at it and you're like, that seems odd. And then if it starts like drifting the other way, you know you're on the right side. And that's what Oregon State happened last week. And Oregon State, I think, should have won that game outright. You know, I had to go through some extreme measures to find a way to watch said game. But I watched every second of it. And it was honestly, the cover was really never in doubt against USC. But yeah, it's one of those. And like I said, nothing always works. I've had years where, you know, playing the contrarian role has been awful. And when you put out contrarian plays on Twitter or, you know, when I talk about them on VSiN, oh boy. I mean, those people come out raring to go. Like, oh, you're such an idiot. How could you think that USC wouldn't crush so-and-so? So it's a fun, nice little victory lap, though, when it does come home. You're like, yeah, see, told you.
Yes, sometimes always you keep the receipts. Yes.
As I always say, embrace the stink, the stinky line. If it's a little, like, I'll say tonight, guys, UCLA, Washington, that line's a little fishy.
Both sides feel like traps. I can't tell which way the trap is.
Because it doesn't feel like, because, you know, it's not all 2.5s out there, but the sharpest book in my mind when it comes to college football is Circa Sports in Las Vegas. And their line is sitting 2.5. It just feels like candy dangling out there, like, hey, less than a field goal, why don't you take this 2.5 here? They're top 15 in the country. They've got Michael Penix. He might win the Heisman Trophy. They've got Kalen DeBoer. He always covers. And it's like, just seems too easy, doesn't it? It seems too easy. So that game scares me. I'll probably end up on UCLA and hold my nose and see if Chip Kelly lets me down in front of what will be a crowd of, what, like 32,000?
Hundreds of people.
32,000 Washington fans and like 14 UCLA fans at the Rose Bowl tonight.
So you want to get really dirty in that game?
Under?
I think I'm taking the under.
There you go.
I mean,
usually, if you're playing unders, it's probably the way you want to go.
Well, yeah, but like in that game, is it? Like, Washington can score, but I don't feel like defensively they put up a lot of resistance. And then, you know, with Chip Kelly, like, I sometimes wonder, like, does he ever even, do they practice defense? Because sometimes it seems unclear.
Yeah, that's kind of, it's kind of been their MO. So, I mean, and what do we know about UCLA? We don't know anything.
South Alabama should have beaten them. That's what I know.
South Alabama should have beat them. They were trailing to Bowling Green. You know, they beat Colorado, who's essentially an FCS program at this point. So it's like, what do we know about UCLA and Washington? You know, the win over, the win 2 weeks ago over Michigan State certainly doesn't look as impressive now that they just got absolutely boat raced by Minnesota. I think they were like outgained by like 400 yards in that game. So I'm fascinated to see that game tonight, guys. That game really intrigues me. I know it's really late for folks in the Central Time Zone, but Washington UCLA should be a fun one tonight.
I'm curious, does one win over an like a low level D1 school give you faith that Alabama can cover against Arkansas?
Anytime you fade Nick Saban and you lose, you're like, why did I do that? I mean, it was like fading Bill Belichick like 5 years ago. You're like, God, I like the spot for Arkansas. Sam Pittman has thrived in the role of underdog. They're coming off of this just brutal loss against Texas A&M. So, you know, you've seen the 17.5s go away. And, you know, I think Alabama, you have to preface it by saying it's still Alabama. They still have the best quarterback, in my mind, most talented, I would say, quarterback in the country. They have the best defensive player in the country in Will Anderson. I think the offensive line still has some questions. I mean, I would take the points with Arkansas. At home, catching 17, 17.5 is out there. It's kind of a, you know, it might be a situation where you're down 42-0. Like, I did it again. Why did I bet against Nick Saban? But, yeah, to me, Arkansas or Alabama, in my eyes, guys, hasn't proved, at least this year. They've proved it over time. But this year, they haven't proved that they're worthy of being 17-point favorites over a top 15 program, in my mind, in Arkansas.
Another, you mentioned smell test game, feels like. Mississippi State, 4.5-point favorite against Texas A&M.
Baby.
That one stinks.
So you're telling me that an unranked team is a 4-point favorite
And it's been, yeah, it's been moving
over the 17th ranked team in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote this game up for VSiN.com. So anyone listening, I need you to drive those 2.5 hours and ring that damn cowbell as loud as you can all afternoon long, because I am on the dogs in this spot. I really like Mississippi State here. I like the way it's moving. It's up to 4 pretty much across the board. You know, Mississippi State opened as low as 1 at some spots. You know, I like the fact, guys, that we saw Mississippi State bounce back last week. I know it was Bowling Green, but they didn't mess around, right?
No, they it was quite quick. Like they said, it was like 28-0 in the first quarter.
They were like, no, no, no.
But Scott Leffler was not coaching.
That's
guys.
A great point.
They didn't have Lefty.
Yeah. You know, Tim, but, I don't know if you know this, Tim. He's friends with Tom Brady.
Who's Scott Leffler?
Yes. Yeah, that's like in his bio. It's like best friends with Tom Brady. It's
groomsman at his wedding. Yeah. That's what it is.
I need to tell Scott Leffler I need 3 more wins, my friend, so I can get to my win total over.
Cash that total.
Yeah, the loss to Eastern Kentucky was not ideal, but the win over Marshall helped me out.
That wasn't in the card.
But going back to this game, and like I said, this is one of the games I actually wrote up for the website at VSiN.com, because let's look at Texas A&M. I mean, they just lost their top wide receiver. They don't have really any dynamic aspects to their offense. And here's the crazy part about Texas A&M. So currently, guys, they're ranked 107th nationally in total offense, averaging 321 yards per game. But that includes the win over Sam Houston State. If you remove that, Texas A&M against Miami, App State, and Arkansas is averaging 262 yards per game. They have been outgained by an average of 112 yards per game in those 3 games. They have lost the first down battle by 32 total first downs in those 3 games. And Anaya Smith, as I mentioned, their best wide receiver is sidelined. So, you're seeing the smart money come in on Mississippi State. And I think it's also a trap spot. Texas A&M just prevailed very fortunately after KJ Jefferson pretended he was Superman from what, like the 4-yard line.
Yeah, I think he jumped from the 6, and I think he got hit at the 4.
And you return that for a score.
Yeah.
Your field goal kicker hits the top of the upright.
I think it's good on college goalposts.
Oh, by the way, what did this entire offseason, what was the discussion all offseason? Jimbo versus Saban. When is that game? It's next week. It is next week in Tuscaloosa. I like Mississippi State here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.